Worlds Apart, Worldviews. Part 2, Comparing the Two. Worlds Apart, the two basic worldviews every worldview belongs to. Part 2, Comparing the Two Worldviews. If you haven't read Part 1, it's here. Like you, I want certainty. Like you, I want to be sure. And like you, I want to understand how the world works. Why? Because we are coming from a personal worldview that life is dangerous. Or something to that effect. Osho has a theory that when you are born and have to suddenly and without preparation leave the safety and luxury of the womb, your first emotional response is fear. Especially if you are born in a delivery room with glaring lights, lots of noise, and someone holding you upside down and slapping your bottom to make you breathe. L. Ron Hubbard, of Dianetics fame, adds that people talk in the delivery room, and you absorb all of it as if it were the truth about you. One of my students had a hard time getting through the birth canal, and was stuck for a while. She is stuck. The doctor said, and she's been stuck ever since. But I bet her mother shared it 1,000 times, so between you and me, I bet she heard that overhearing her mother. Another student of mine, probably, heard in the delivery room I can't feel anything and lo and behold, he can't feel anything. Hunger, anger, love. None of it. Now, whether that is the reason, or it is cultural, it is immaterial. You live in a world where the mood is, the world is dangerous, mistakes are bad, you need to know, and therefore you are incessantly looking for a safer way to live. In that environment, you buy anything that sounds like an explanation to all the strange things you hear or feel. You follow anyone who has the answer. You follow religions, gurus, teachers, you become vegetarian, vegan, keto, fruitarian, muscletist like David Hawkins, join a cult. In essence, do anything to avoid the uncertainty of life, i.e. life itself. You are like the ostrich that hides his head in the sand to avoid having to confront life. I live alone, like a hermit, to avoid having to confront that I am different, that I have nothing to talk about with people. To confront that I am different and not in a good way necessarily. That from the two certainties I only accept death, but not taxes. In my programs I won't make life less dangerous for you. I won't give you any certainty. Won't give you the answers. I will empower you to be powerful in the face of life that is uncertain. You'll get the ride of your life. We love roller coaster rides. It is a kind of preparation for the dangers we anticipate. We love horror movies, for the same reason. But that love comes from our profound distrust of ourselves to do well in the face of adversity, in the face of challenges, in the face of life as it is. Instead of finding tools to do well, instead of growing to do well, instead of expanding ourselves and our knowledge, experience, not book knowledge, we shrink. We live life the same way we do sports, we sit in the stands and watch other people, we participate vicariously. My avatar state activators, my courses, are all designed to get you off the stands and onto the field where life happens. To make you a participant. But not without preparation. Sending you into the football field without the shoulder pads, skills, etc. would be like slaughter. No, you will develop capacities that will make you do well, enjoy the game, and enjoy life. Without having to resort to hiding, shrinking, safety. Most people that I encounter are shrinking violets. Some are in positions where they don't enjoy life. They all want to know what they are supposed to do with their life. What is the safe path that they are supposed to take, to survive life and feel fulfilled? I know my answer is disappointing, but there is no safe path that is also fulfilling. Fulfillment comes from challenges met. Risks, curves, obstacles well met. All the stuff that you can't call safe. Unless you can fail, there is not chance for fulfillment. Just watch yourself when you need to pee. You go to the bathroom. You pee. Do you feel fulfilled? Maybe relieved, but they are not the same. You don't feel like you live your life well. You don't feel that you love your life. Because you did what people do in the bathroom, without any challenge. Probably, lol. No fulfillment. The question of what to do is another aspect of this question. I have a secret for you. Most anything that you do could give you satisfaction if you did it in a certain way. What's the certain way? With putting all power in all your actions. Being present, conscious, with attention on the task. No multitasking, no thinking about home when you are at work, no planning dinner, your shopping list. No. There is a time and a place for everything, and at work the thing to do is work. So, in my teachings, I don't teach you what to do, I teach you how. Because it is clear that at the moment you have no capacity to put much power into your actions, to block thinking, to block distractions. Without building that capacity, you will never have fulfillment as the theme of your life. We could say that my programs are a nursery. I train you to become a human being according to the original design. According to your potential. According to your DNA. Expanding, conscious, powerful, proud, with self-esteem, self-love, and competency at whatever you do. With hardly any attention on what other people want you to do, what other people think of you, what other people like, what's fashionable, what's hip, what looks good on you, what gives you instant expert status, what the masses love at this hour. To please other people with your life is to lose yourself. And without yourself, you can't have self-esteem, self-respect, self-love. Without yourself, you are a puppet on a string, empty shell, wretched and miserable. Okay, so this is one worldview, the worldview where the world is the way it is, uncertain, fraught with surprises. Most of those surprises are not pleasant. In this worldview, you become bigger. You become a match to life, or maybe even bigger than life. You become the you were meant to be. Strong, powerful, flexible, using all your capacities the way they were meant to be used, your senses, your muscles, your brain, your emotions. The brain's function is not to remember, not to learn book knowledge to remember, not to ruminate, etc. The brain's function is reasoning, the brain's function is to distinguish, the brain's function is to expand, to adapt, to grow, to solve problems worth solving, to see connections where no apparent connection exists. The emotion's job is to be the first line of alert. Your senses meet the world even when you are busy doing other things. They have direct line to your emotional system, and you notice the emotions, no matter how busy you are. You pay attention for a moment and use your brain to evaluate the danger. And then act or not act. You choose. Your emotions, undistinguished and suppressed, rejected, and wished away are a moron's emotions. To a moron, everything feels like frustration, or anger, or guilt, or fear, or annoyance. Sorry. The warnings you don't heed, your resistance, you calling it negativity, is one of the ways you render yourself unsuitable for life, other than the narrow, safe, dead existence you are currently living. Like a retard. Life is going on, but you are not participating. So, what's the other worldview? The other worldview is a consolation. It caresses you. There is a Hungarian joke, where Johnny asks the mother, "Do I have a big head, Mama?" The mother answers, "Why are you asking, Johnny? Just keep on packing those 10 pounds of potatoes in your cap, they should fit." That is the basis of the other worldview. Consolation. You are the way you are, and consolation will shrink the world for you so you feel safe. 1001 methods, different religions, different mythical methods, instant healing, time travel, guardian angels, volunteer souls, aliens that take care of you. The trouble with this worldview is that it doesn't even attempt you to become more, better, stronger, bigger, more powerful. No, the setup is that you are okay the way you are, and they'll give you crutches. Prayer. Law of attraction. Meditation. Smile. Affirmations. Brainwave technology. Faith. Positive thinking. Quantum no shifting. Energy clearing, energy attunement, light therapy, karma, etc. etc. Karma is a special crutch. It's the exact same as government debt. It cannot be repaid. So don't bother. They never suggest that you should be saying, both in life and in politics, that the problem is with the system. If you haven't heard, in 1913, in front of an almost empty house, December 23, the Federal Reserve Act passed in Congress. This law assigns printing American money to a foreign bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, then the American government borrows it from that bank, with interest. Yes, you heard it right, America doesn't print its own money. So the government debt has nothing to do with government debt. If you borrow all your money, you will owe more money every year, due to compounding interest. Abandoning the idea of karma would be, in the area of politics, reclaiming printing our own money, a declaration of independence, this time from the slavery of the money oligarchy. It takes more courage than Americans can even imagine, let alone act on. The Federal Reserve Bank owns the United States of America, and has for quite some time. America is puppet on a string. The idea of karma owns you the same way, you cannot reduce it, every lifetime you have more of it. So you either live shrinking so you at least don't add to it. You try to live virtuously, or resign. But either way, you feel indebted, under the weight of your immense debt, and you cannot be happy. All the beliefs in this second worldview say, something is bigger than you. You are practically nothing, you are a speck of dust, so deal with it. Another belief of this worldview, You should be egoless, selfless, sacrifice your wants, desires, aspiration, for the common good, for your fellow human. It's like asking a human to start a business, life, but forcing them to pay 95% taxes. How excited would you be to work in that business? I know what it's like, that's what happened in Hungary, just before I left in 1982. I was working on my taxes, and realized that I owed the government all that money. The tax bracket I found myself in was 95%. I left and never looked back. And once you get the picture, you won't either. There is no sense in growing anything in the second worldview. And in the second worldview, represented by, among thousands, Dolores Cannon, you have hordes of looters and moochers who will take advantage of your meekness, forced humility, self-sacrificial behavior. Just look at the million-dollar mansions of the Kabbalah Center family, the preachers, the law of attraction teachers, the Pope, etc. There is another element in the second worldview, a Ponzi scheme principle. The church that was founded to fleece you, operates on this principle. It is shaped like a pyramid, the top is the thought leader. The second layer is teachers or priests, ministers, etc. In some organizations, like the Mormon Church, there are even more layers. In healing modalities, like Theta healing, like Dolores Cannon's quantum healing, Reiki, etc. The second layer is people who take a class, and then they are healers. Even if the head of the organization is able to heal, the healing knowledge is not anything that can be taught. I have a class, self-healing course, where I teach people to heal themselves with the light coming straight from source. Except that people need to grow, develop capacities, self-awareness, a higher vibration and a higher consciousness, before they can connect to source long enough, steady enough, to heal themselves. Imagine how much self-control they will need to develop to heal others. The ones that actually connect on the calls have had hundreds of hours of practice. On themselves, with nothing at stake, just connecting. Do you think that when it comes to heal another, you won't be distracted, emotionally and other ways? I must be in total silence to connect fully. So, those healing organizations are a Ponzi scheme. The head makes money because the healers want to make money or want to make a difference, so they pay. And because they paid, they believe that they bought themselves the ability to heal. Hogwash. Let me summarize it for you. Worldview 1, empowered, you are the cause. The world is the way the world is. Life is the way life is. Your job is to become bigger, to be able to meet life head on and have a chance to win. You will have fulfillment, self-respect, self-love, passion, joy in this paradigm. You will have a relationship in this paradigm, but your life won't be about your relationship, it will be about what you love. Worldview 2, sacrificial lamb. You are the effect. The world is defined, explained. It is fixed, it is a thing. It's knowable through some theory they have, they call it the truth. You are asked to follow some dogma, self-sacrifice, say mantras and other senseless statements, like we are one. Your life doesn't belong to you, it belongs to your community / fellow human / the poor / the oppressed, etc. No chance for fulfillment, joy, self-respect, because there is no self. Besides that it's called selfish, and that's a no-no. Challenges are avoided. Ego denounced. You are shrinking, and live like a human machine, like a wretch. A moocher. A second-hander. Second-hander means that you don't do your own thinking. You depend on others for your knowledge, opinion, creativity, self-esteem, self-image, etc. You are a non-entity. And you don't consider yourself an authority on yourself. You want to be liked, admired, even loved for values you don't possess, for products you don't produce, for virtues you don't have. Or alternatively you are a looter, taking advantage of the moochers that can't think for themselves, and need you to give them ready-made thoughts that they can repeat. Or fantasies, excuses, a false sense of grandiosity, like Dolores Cannon. Now that you know what are your choices, choose. In one worldview you'll be responsible for your life, your fulfillment, your power. In the second you won't. Oh, you can change your mind anytime. At the moment 1,000 people live according the worldview 1. 1,000 people. Against 7 billion. The dark side is winning. Worldwide. Will it win with you?